Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, recorded on Sunday. I've been a bit busy lately with the changeover and everything. I was up with Mark yesterday morning, 3 hours on the lorry. Admittedly, he spent 3 hours doing mechanics, and I spent 3 hours getting the lettering off the side of it because I'm mechanically rubbish. I can't even fit windscreen wipers. I'm useless. But we had to do a drawbar link, something like that, is there? So I had to do the steering, two shocks. We put them in, and the wipers, and she's good to go. So, super duper. So, straight into it. Driven by Phil says, was nice to meet you at Letchworth on Tuesday, Pete. Had a nice run to Swansea, back home to South Devon on Wednesday via Bath and Gloucester. Good luck with a new track. Yeah, I bumped into him at, I was doing an Athams job, which is like a multi-drop. Athams is, how the drivers do it, I don't know. That wood moves. I strap it to within an inch of its life. I get the next thing, it slid. It's like, how do you... Presumably, you have to put packing in between or something like that. But don't get me wrong, it all got delivered. It was all fine. None of it was damaged. Like, but you open the side curtains, you go, that didn't look like that when I loaded it. Like, you know, sort of... But I bumped into this guy. He was in a medium wheelbase, I believe, and he was picking up a couple of pallets. He's a tramp. He says, for me, it's all about the dead miles. I try to eliminate as many dead miles as possible, so I tramp. He says, I sleep in the cab. I'm comfortable sleeping in the cab. Which made me wonder, when I had a van or a lorry, I always thought, could you get, like, a bit of wood and sort of fit it with a padded mattress? You get a bit of wood, cut it, you know, measure it round, cut it so that it would fit neatly on the sort of the seats against the steering wheel and stuff like that. Maybe have a couple of legs that come down. And then you could maybe put it in the bulkhead of the van, or you could find a way to stick it like down the side of a door so it's not in the way. And then when you're ready to go, put it out the back, stick it in the front, and your front becomes a nice big bed. Has anyone ever done that? Do they sell such things? Because you can get a hammock, and the hammock can actually go between the windows. I never did that either, thought about it. But, I imagine it would be more comfortable. I also know back in the day, there was one of the, I forget his name, he was one of the early guys. He used to have like a bed. And he said, you want to get a carp bed or something like that, like they do for fishing. And you need the 6 or the 8 leg version, otherwise they don't bow in the middle. It's a bit like it's go chunk, 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 sitting back. But your man here, Phil, so I don't like the idea of that. He said, I'm in the back of my van, I don't know what's going on in the front. I could get out, it could be all sorts of beef and bubble going on. So, nice to meet you too, Phil. Please had a good run. Question of the week. Two of these. I'm presuming question of the week is normally means I've got two videos about them. Yay! I don't mind. DJ Booney says, hi, Pete. How much does it roughly cost to run an 18-ton rigid? I'm not sure yet, but I'll keep that question on the books, and I'll let you know because I've got it all proper now. I've got account software and... after I've been doing it for a month or so, I'll be able to tell you my insurance is this, my fuel is this, my mechanics bills are this, and I'll give you a much better idea. But give me a chance to get it up and running, and I'll give you a shout. And Mega Cooler, Kaua says, all right, he says, stop spreading the word that you're running for £3 a mile on an 18-ton. He says, you're a nice guy, Pete. I wish you the best. But telling people you're running at £3 a mile will only run the business into the floor. We need to be running at £4 a mile each way, so total £8 a mile. This is the very reason the industry is going poor. He says, sorry to be blunt, but these are the facts. Right. I will do you a video on this separately. It's not quite as straightforward as running at £4 a mile or £3 a mile. Obviously, if I'm going for 300 miles, I'm going to get a lower rate than if I'm going for 5 miles. Because I'm not going to charge them £3 a mile for 5 miles. I'm not going to do the job for 15 quid. There's much, much, much more to it than that. And I often do get more than £3 a mile. But I also know that if you're going to do a job, you try quoting a job at Scotland, to I don't know, anywhere in Scotland, go to Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle, Slough. You try quoting them £4 a mile. You try quoting them £2 a mile, and you still get nothing back. There's much, much more to it than that. So yeah, if anyone out there thinks, oh, well, I'll just quote £3 a mile, it's simply not that straightforward. But I will elaborate for you. There you go. And also, it's the way I work. I mean, I've always been honest. Now, I'm not going to turn around to everybody and go, right, we all need to run at £4 a mile when I'm running at £3. I don't lie to people. Or on average, it's £3, but it's not quite as straightforward, and I will elaborate on that. So, cheers. Last week's mistakes. It's the flag, isn't it? Yes, it's the flag. Hi, Pete. I've watched your previous videos. This is Hazlad. I've watched your previous videos. As an ex-forces soldier, I can 100% confirm your flag is upside down. Gary, your Union flag is still upside down, thick white band on the top left, 2 exclamation marks. 1 exclamation mark does the same job as 10 exclamation marks. It's an exclamation mark, you just need one. Yes. So, of course, I've gone and looked at it. Like, no, it can't be, because this is definitely the back, and this is definitely the front. And then I've Googled it, I've gone, I've done it again. I've done it again. Once is a misfortune, twice is more like carelessness. So, the flag will have to get changed around. But I can't, because the flag, the way it is, you've got the thick white bit at the moment is there, and it needs to be there. But if I spin it like that, the thick white bit will still be there, so it can't be spun like that. It needs to be spun like that. What, matrix? but yeah, flag needs to be turned around. I'll do your video. And Clive Littlewood says, I said about average speed cameras. I said, do they actually clock the speed between, you know, just between the two of them, so I feel less worried about them? He says, they also clock your actual speed at each camera, so your logic is flawed, as usual. Absolutely, Clive. Everything on the channel is wrong, or at least largely erroneous. Please take it all with a pinch of salt. £4 a mile? £3 a mile? 20p a mile? Who knows? So we've done the I'm back video. I think that might have been last week. Thanks for your support again, guys. I really didn't know how it was going to go, and it's still touch and go. I'm still trying to sort out the factoring company, but we'll come to that in a minute. But I'm managing to survive without it in the short term. So he said, I've been following you for a while. This is Jacob Smith. Been following you for a while. Hated seeing you close up. Congratulations on your return. Thank you, Jason. Pokerstar says, you can't knock your grafter. Good on you and best of luck. Thank you. Danny D says, I watched your video today because I'm thinking of doing delivery work and you sound like you've had a rough time. I'm happy for you. It sounds like you're on the way up. And you say the same as me, which I just wanted to earn money, pay my bills and no stress. This is the new system. I'm going to work on my business exactly the same way as I work my driving hours. Keep it simple. Just me and a truck. That's it. No drivers, no one in the office. I've got my own account software. I'll do my own. If someone wants to ring up and go, I can't find a POD, that's fine because they're my PODs. I've got them all. I've got them signed. They're in a safe. They're all stacked up like that. I'll just go through the dates and go, boom, there it is. Scan it. Boom, there you go. Job done. Easy. Keep it simple. No keys. That's Dave and the keys. Oh, I think we discussed that on the day back. I'm not sure. That's coming up. Maristrella. Best way to do this. Sorry, mate. Oh, right. He said, the CX is factoring invoices. No, they're not. They kind of said they want to. So I think they're trialling it with a couple of the big companies to see how it goes, but they're not actually factoring invoices. I think from their point of view, they're thinking, wouldn't it be lovely if we could pay out on all of the invoices? And then, so that people could, you get more members, more membership, And also then when they actually pay back out on the invoice, they take 5%. So you get 5% of every, just see, someone's had a bright idea thinking everyone who's running on the CX who's up for it, we could get 5% of their profit. But fact, you know, you got, how much dough would you have to have up front? So you could factor quite a few people's invoices. So I think it's a trial scheme they're thinking about doing, but they know they're not actually factoring invoices. I've gone elsewhere. I've gone to a firm called eCapital. Still working that one out. Jim on the Run says, factoring, be careful, Pete. It's almost impossible to get out all the best. This is the interesting thing. The factoring firm don't actually want all of my invoices. I went, what? I said, every time I've ever had a factoring company before, they want everything I do. They went, no, because we know the CX is flaky. We only want to factor like 10 of the major companies. Because I said, I will be doing not just CX work, but work for companies in the area who I have come across because of the CX. And there are major companies in the area, Hemel Hempstead, in Leighton Buzzard, Pitstone, who I'll be doing a lot of work for, who know me, who I can ring up, you know my face, know my name, I can ring up, particularly HBC. I'm not factoring them at all. They're brilliant. I love HBC. And they said, we just want to do 10. So of the 10 companies I'll be doing, half the work I'm going to be doing through the factoring, half the work I'm going to be doing off my own bat. And then, of course, you're going to get a return load. The one that the company don't want, the eCapital company don't want. So they said, we took some guy on, and before we know it, within 9 months, we had 250 clients on our books. And that's a pain to chase. So if I go from a local firm, you know, say Chilterns, and I do a job up to, Loughborough. And I don't know if I'm in Loughborough, so I just get a bitty job on the way back from Loughborough. I won't factor that one, which means in 2 months' time, I can survive on half the money, and in 2 months' time, it should start to build up. I've got a contract with a factoring company for a year, and I'm hoping at the end of the year, I can say, okay, thanks very much. I've got enough dough scribbled away now. I can go on my own. That's the plan. In my experience, my plans don't work. They fail miserably. But this one might. We built a castle on mud. It sank. We built another castle on mud. That sank too. We built a third castle on mud. That sank. Caught fire. Fell over. But the fourth castle, that stood. We'll see. Right. Zaz Boxing says, if you need an ETA as a transport manager, I'm newly passed and I'm looking for my first operator. Thank you very much for the offer. But we've got Nick the Urban Trucker on the phone. He's doing me transport management. And up to this point, everything has been spotless. All the cards are green. Everything is green. The tack of the head will sort of, you know, down over my head. It's all good. Derek O'Brien says, he says, what happened to the lorries in detail? And Dale Steele also says, so you're not going to tell your subscribers who follow you for years because you're writing a book. Poor form, Pete. Guys out there could learn by your mistake, but you're making a conscious decision over profit and actually helping. I'm actually shocked. I've never had you down as that type of character. Right. That's a fair point, Dale. I'll take the point. So what I will do, I want to write the book because I just want to write the book. I am allowed to do that, you know, and they will get everything in detail of what went on. And hopefully people will, I like writing books. I've written books, but here's a link. Shall I go on, Mum? It's a cracker. I've written it before. But that doesn't mean that I can't do you a video on where I went wrong and what to look out for. And that I certainly will. So we'll put a video on for that one and we'll get that one out soon. Things not to do when you're starting your own company, your career company. Mistakes that I made that you don't need to make. That's fair enough. Right, C11 Yan says, he says, good luck. He says, yeah, he says, keep it simple and look after yourself. You do you. Don't employ people or scale. You don't need to. Minimise costs. Always look at where the money is going. Set a reasonable target. You'll be fine. And that's the kind of thing that we're going to say in what to do when you start up on your own, in my opinion, which is largely wrong, as we know. Leachy says, thanks, Pete. Regarding those, he says, thanks for the kind words about my mum. The book. He's in the same boat as I was. I've been very difficult the last few weeks. I've become much closer to my parents. Also had very upsetting conversations with my mum about after she's gone, but I feel so much better for having them. Yeah, mate, it's tough. You just, one's foot in front of the other. It's a journey of a million miles. You're there, you support them. When it's done, it's done. So you just do the best you can. On a much lighter note, Mark and Lard were brilliant. Yes, they were. They were great. I still listen to clips on YouTube. Fat Harry White is still my favourite. Can't believe they got away with it so long. Certain things. Not like Little Britain. You ever go back and watch Little Britain and go, how on earth did they ever let them do this? You can't do that. Shocking. of the time. It wasn't that long ago. Well, maybe it was, maybe I'm just old. He says, nowadays I listen to LBC Nick Abbott on Friday, Saturday evening, really cheers me up. And he says, oh, he goes on to say, what was the name of your new company on the CX so I can contact you?
Of course.
Well, the company name, because I drive an 18-ton truck, I have called the company the 18 Trucks Limited. I wanted to call it the 18. So when I pick up the phone, I can go, hello, the 18. You're through to the 18. If you can find them, if no one else can help, maybe you can hire the 18. I love it when a plan comes together. I think it's catchy. One guy actually turned around to me and I told him what it was all about and he just went, that's just embarrassing. But it's what it is. Mm.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Right, Godzillas. Oh, Mark and Lars shows are still on YouTube. Epic bunch of lads. Yeah, maybe give that. I don't know. I've got me radio sorted at the moment. I like me Country Line. I like me Radio 6, me 6 Music. I like Radio 1. I've got a book going on, family project or something. The missus has recommended to me. It's supposed to be good. I've got plenty of entertainment. I'm all good. Right. So we did a video on the Hollies truck stop. And this might become a regular feature of the show. Well, I might do a few more truck stops. If I stop at a truck stop, I'll probably just do a video on it. Just be, I'm sure someone out there must have done them. Truck stop reviews or something like that, have they? If I can, I'll do them a link. But, yeah, I might give that a go. Kim Warburton said, I used to stop there for breakfast many years ago, Pete. Always a good breakfast in those days, but obviously it's come on a lot since then. Yeah, it was tidy. I don't know what it was like before, but it was fine. EGCC... said, stopped there many times in the early 90s, but it was refurbished. Maybe you should do a video asking what are the best, worst truck stops regarding food shelf centres. Yeah, you can. Does somebody want to recommend me some truck stops to give a go, to review? I'll work out where they are. If I'm near them, so I've got that truck, all truck finder, truck something app now, which shows you where they are. But it also shows motorway service stations. I don't really class them as truck stops. I know it's a place you stop a truck, but it's a motorway service. It's different, isn't it? So, all right, we'll give that one a go. Recommended truck stops, please. I know Steve Campbell has said the Formula truck stop is much better at Ellesmere Port, so that'll have to go on the list. If I'm ever at the Liverpool Formula truck stop, we'll give it a go. Bramsbourne says, also known for many years as Greasy Lil's. Lovely. I'm sure the fried breakfast has come along since then. I had pine chips. It was very nice. Many a good night spent in their play. Oh, this is Gravel says, many a good night spent in their playing cards. The place to be in the 80s. Okay. I would have thought it had been something like, in the 90s. I would have thought it had been a Hacienda. But maybe everyone in the know was down to the Hollies truck stop. I'm sure it was a fine time with Sam Boyle. And Nick at London Creative says, I always remember this. We stopped here many years ago. On way back to Sheffield on a climbing trip in a coach and had the biggest English breakfast at about 7 p.m. Fantastic. Sort of, yeah. So, yeah, he's revamping his channel. We've got to do him some links and get him up and running a little bit. He's changing things around. So, but, yeah, that was the truck stop. My friends are Stewarts. They used to live, because there used to be a truck stop in Luton on Dallow Road, and they lived opposite it. And they'd go over every Sunday and have like a Sunday roast. They said it's lovely. It's not. It's really cheap and really good. So they just walk across the road, have the Sunday lunch, roast, walk back again. Why not? So we also doing the ongoing video of the delights of London, which is where I did my trip down to, I think it was Weymouth on a Friday afternoon. And that took forever. And then I never thought I'd get back, but I did. And they sent me through central London. I've got to do the final part of that today on the computer. I'll be editing that one up. So the delights of London. Steve says, Pete, London looks pretty quiet. Also, what sound app do you use? They sound very clear. I tend to use Waze because I've got Waze and Road Lords, and on the tablet, so I've got the big tablet, you can run them both at the same time if you can open split windows. Although recently, Road Lords has turned into something slightly different. It still says it's Road Lords, but I'm not sure it is. And it keeps trying to take over. So I'm looking at the two split screens, and I look over, and suddenly it's one. I'm like, what's happened there? So I'll kick it into touch. Also with Waze, what you can do is you can program your destination. You can actually press the button, and it shows all the roads that you're going to go down. And if it says A road, A road, A road, A road, motorway, A road, stop, I know it's going to be fine. If it says Mellow Lane, thingy spinny, and I'm like, oh, I don't like the sound of that, and that looks a bit scary, somewhere in the middle, then we go to Road Lords because, and I can come unstuck. I can get halfway there. I'll get nearly all the way there and realise I've got a low bridge, in which case Road Lords has to take over and I have to go around it. But most of the time, Waze works for me. Shane Hardy says, in an old job of mine, you knew you'd upset the planner if you ended up in London on a Friday. I miss a visit in London, really. Really, I do not. Yeah, no, it's not great, is it? Sometimes it's all right. First thing in the morning, it's fine. If you're doing the milk run or the bread run at 4 o'clock, it's fine. If you're out doing it at 7, 8 o'clock at night, it's quite pretty. Particularly in the winter time, when the sky's clear. And I remember one time I was coming around St. Paul's and the sky was clear and the moon was full and illuminated. I thought, that's beautiful. That's lovely. Sometimes it can be fine. Mostly it's just a nightmare. And because I've got a Euro 6, but I haven't got DVS, I can't go inside the 25 anymore. Which is a bit of a double-edged sword, because that means I can't do Hounslow and I can't do Southall. And there was a job coming back the other day, and I was like, where was I? Preston. And it was going to Wembley. And I thought that would have been 125 miles. I thought that would have been lovely. Take that down to Wembley, go home. Can't do it. On the flip side of things, I can go everywhere else. And I'm not, to put the DVS on the, anyone for the wise guys there, what would it cost me to put the DVS on the lorry? I think I'm looking at £1,600 just for the basic gear. And then from October the 24th, I also need a radar. I'm looking at £2,000. I only go five for the truck, so I think we might be avoiding London. I can still go to Bath. I can still go to Bristol. I can still go to Blackburn. I can still go anywhere else that's got a zone. The centre of Newcastle, not a problem, just can't go to central London. So central London, no peak for you, I'm afraid. Central London missing out, I'm sure. Where was we? Yes, another one from London Creative here. He says, yes, you recovered, that was last week's mistakes as well. He said, you recovered your mistake about the Natural History Museum, Science and V&A. The British Museum, that's Great Russell Street in Bloomsbury. Yeah, I like the British Museum. Used to use the library there. Beautiful thing. German Street was the first lift as I turned down to St. James Street. You miss St. James's Palace directly in front of you. Is that what that thing is? Lovely, isn't it? Where the turning where the horses are, where the Queen Mother lived and Princess Anne lives now. Did she really? I should have popped in for a cup of tea. And I thought David Winter would pick me up on this because he's a cab driver, but he just went, phone boxes broken, smashed up and stinking of weed. Yeah, they are. we're nearly there, guys, by the way. Paul Oldfield says, because there's the Mandarin. When you come out of Knightsbridge, past Harrods, and that's all in the news, isn't it? And on the left-hand side, there's a big hotel just before you get to kind of Hyde Park Corner called the Mandarin. Paul Oldfield says, last year at the Mandarin, the punter was chased into reception and stabbed and mugged for his watch, and they covered it up. He said, I spent 30 years plus working as a driver. In one form or another, I stopped driving professionally 10 years. I had a good job doing something else. He said, I lost a job, and he said, I have to go back to driving in 10 years. Every shortcut back road and what is now a one-way, no right turn, can't go down there, that kind of thing. He says, that idiot of the Greater London Council doing it in our capital cities like Bedlam, trying to drive in the city now, in the West End, he's artificially making it busier that way than it actually is because he's choked up all the roads. I've heard that kind of thing before. Well, they turn around and they muck around with it and they go, oh, look, it's congested. And so we've got to put the congestion zone up and we've got to charge more money. Poor people's tax under the guise of ecology goes on all the time. I'm avoiding it. I'm just going to avoid it completely. I'm not going to London. You're welcome to it. And finally, from Nigel Holmes, he says that odd-looking building in Hammersmith is called The Ark. Okay. Don't know who, what's that? Presumably, it's run by animals. Two of each. And this old guy with a beard and a stick. Ah, this brings us neatly onto trucks. And as there's no miscellaneous, no conclusion, trucks is the last thing on the agenda today. Forsyth said, Dafs and Sherpas and British... And British Leyland hated by many, but thousands out there over the years, but got the job done at a cheap price. I love my DAF. She's great. This is the best lorry ever. The Tiffany's great so far, with the room in the cab and all that. I've got electric mirrors. I've got electric sunroof. I think there's a video going about Tiffany this week, actually. You can stand up in it. I've got all the storage I need. Just brilliant, brilliant lorry. Fingers crossed it just works out okay. Seems to be sound, so. And Mark says, my mechanic, he says, it's little and often. Just keep on top of anything that needs doing. Get it done. Get it done quickly. Change the fluids. Do this, do that. Sort of get it serviced. You know, if anything goes wrong, instantly fix it. Just keep on top of it. And as long as nothing major goes wrong, then you've got a truck for a little while. So, fingers crossed. And also... Camperman case, this is, I love my Renault, brilliant van, no rust, engine never lets me down, always starts, even in the cold weather. Yeah, but it's a campervan. So it probably doesn't get an awful lot of work. Maybe it does, maybe it goes out every weekend, but then it's only at weekends. But still, if you love it, you love it. And also there was that video on Ken's van. Now he's my mate and he's literally, he bought the van, he shouldn't have bought it. He could have worked out the car, but he bought it thinking he was going to carry on with a market thing and the markets have just died. He said, I went out the other day. He said, I stood there, you take 80 quid and pay £60 in rent. It just doesn't work. So he's now doing the car. So that van, if anybody wants a van, is a super duper tiny van who I can vouch for because I can vouch for my friend. I know how much he looks after it. It might be a bit dear because it ain't cheap, but it probably is. I think that's what you pay for these things. But anyone wants it, leave a comment. In the meantime, I'm all loaded and ready to go. I'm off to Marks and Spencer's near Brighton. Haverhill. Haverhill? I think it might be Haverhill. No, not Haverhill. That's Cambridge. Hayward's Heath? Oh, no, I don't know. I'm going somewhere. And then I've got some pallets to pick up, which I've got to go back to Swad. So, that's me set up for Monday. Looking forward to it. It's a new world. It's a new chapter, a new page, and a new opportunity and chance to take care. And take money.